Brought to you by DK Audio.
Dope Therapy, A Radical Guide to Owning Your Therapy Journey. Written by Shani Tran, LPCC. This audiobook is read by the author, me, Shani. To my girls, may you know that you are capable of resilience in the face of pain. To my social media supporters and clients, this book was written with you in mind. Introduction. Welcome to this crazy-ass journey of therapy. It is one that has the potential to change your life. I know this as both a therapist and a client. I'm Shani T, by the way. I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor in the state of Minnesota. My journey as a therapist started in undergrad when I was hired for my first job. It was helping children diagnosed with autism. If you are wondering why I wrote this book, it's to help people like you navigate therapy. I know what it is like to have pain and suffering and to want another option. I wrote this book to be a tool used alongside your therapy journey. This book is meant to help you from start, when you are thinking about going to therapy, to finish, when therapy has ended. My expertise is validated through my dope hashtag AF resume. I have worked in a jail, at a day treatment facility with teens, as an in-home counselor with parents to keep their kids who are on probation out of trouble, and at a medical insurance company on the behavioral health team. I now own and operate a group private practice. But that's not where my helping expertise ends. I also have a TikTok where I twerk, play characters, and empower people to own their mental health journey. Most of this book will be about helping you navigate the journey, so to kick it off, I thought we could start with talking about me and my own therapy journey. What if I don't heal? It had been roughly 4 years since I had thought about taking my life. I had just had my first child. My husband and I had moved to Minnesota when I was pregnant, so I hadn't made any friends yet. My only support system was him. After having my daughter, we realized we couldn't afford daycare, and the best thing to do was for me to become a stay-at-home mom. It was very lonely. I was with a newborn all day, alone with my thoughts. I felt needed in ways that exacerbated my irritability. I would text my friends, but they were usually working, so I didn't get many responses throughout the day. The loneliness started to suck the life out of me like a dementor. Every day felt like the day before. Wake up, feed the baby, make breakfast, feed the baby, clean, feed the baby, make lunch, clean while the baby naps, feed the baby, go to the park and pretend to look for a mom friend, feed the baby, start dinner, and feed the baby. When my husband got home, I felt too guilty to ask for help because he was working all day. Who was I to ask him for some me time? So, I fed the baby while he relaxed. By 8 p.m., I was mentally and physically drained. One day, I woke up and cried. As my daughter was cooing in the early hours of the morning, I just sat down next to her crib, head in my hands, and cried. I was crying because I knew something was wrong. But I cried harder because my solution was to take my life. I was supposed to be happy, but I wasn't. I didn't understand why I felt the way that I did. I don't recall anyone in my family talking about feeling lonely and sad after having a baby. They said it would be hard, but they didn't say anything about feeling suicidal. The last time I had been suicidal, I had just graduated from my bachelor's program. I didn't take my life because I always believed God wouldn't forgive me and I would go to hell. I don't like being hot, so the thought of spending eternity in hell without any water or AC felt like suicide wasn't worth it. So I kept going. I kept pretending I was happy. I kept socializing. And I just kept going. In keeping going, I tried to make friends and practice self-care. No one tells you as an adult how hard it is to make new friends. Although I was a stay-at-home mom, I worked part-time in the evenings 2 nights a week. The highlight of my week was going into work for my 4-hour shift. My life was going according to plan, but on the inside, there was this pain that went unhealed. When I started to consider how my daughter would feel growing up and knowing that her mommy died.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?